kick off the season, talk just a little bit about where you guys are.
Well, our guys are excited, tired of playing against each other and looking to get out there and do it against someone else.
Will you talk just a little bit about Ewing graduating and the new catchers you have in?
Well, Clint Ewing's a tough guy to replace. You know, not a great student athlete, 4.0 engineering student, and really ran our pitching staff last year, and a good stick in our lineup, and just a good rapport with the umpires. Everything he did was right. And, you know, we got four candidates back there. Tyler Qualls will be our Friday night starter. He was Ewing's backup and learned a lot from Clint last year. Kyle Arnsberg will catch on Saturday. You know, and we got Jacob Derwin and Chase Hessen. We have four quality catchers that all four are capable of being drafted one day. And, you know, talent-wise, I don't think there's a big drop-off from last year losing Ewing. But the leadership-wise that Clint brought to the table is second to none. And he's a tough guy to lose.
Coach, anybody new stepped into those leadership roles?
Yes, we've had several guys step up, and this is a team with only two seniors. You know, Alex Williams at first and Justin Gordy in center field, and those two guys will be in the lineup on Friday night. And, you know, they lead by the examples that they set. They're not really the vocal type, rah-rah type, but they set good examples for our guys on and off the field. And, you know, they've stepped up as leaders, and we have a good group of juniors. You know, Jeff Steffen being one of them, and Trevor Peterson and Jamie Gilley, three of our weekend starters. And it's something that you have to have leadership throughout. You can't just expect two guys to step up and lead everybody all the time.
With the good mix of young guys, what's the chemistry level like of this team?
Well, I think it's the best since I've been here. For some reason, these guys, they like each other a lot, and they play hard together. They can get on each other in a joking way, but I think they realize that they're being serious. And, you know, you don't have guys dragging their lip when somebody gets on them. And I think they help each other out a lot, not only out here on the baseball field, but back at their apartment, in the weight room, in our conditioning. It's never a dull moment with this group. I mean, 6 a.m. weights, you know, in the past it was like a morgue in there. And now it's it's joke fest sometimes, but they do get their work in. And this is a loose group that gets along well.
Can there be a carryover weight from last year and what y'all achieved? Can it, for the guys coming back?
The carryover is hopefully we'll start the season the way we finished last year. It took us a while to get used to the new bats last year. We received our new bats from Easton about a week before the season started. And, you know, trying to get used to those bats compared to the bats we used in the past, you know, it took a while. And then we go play a 3- and 4-game series at Rice and Baylor, and that's not a recipe for success, you know, especially with those new bats. So we had a slow start last year, but finished with 34 wins and finished strong in the conference tournament. And, you know, I think the difference was we finished third in the league. If we'd have finished first or second and received a bye in that conference tournament, that would have been huge for this team to get us to that championship game.
Coach, you touched on both of these players, but Justin Gordy and Jamie Gilley are from our area. Will you just talk a little bit about each of them?
Yeah, Justin Gordy is a fifth-year senior for us, and Justin is really a spiritual leader for us, too. He's a good, hard-nosed kid that works hard, plays the game hard. You know, is he going to get a hit every time up? No, none of them will. But his intentions are always good. Jamie Gilley, now he's a character. He's a character on this team, and there's not a dull moment when he's around. He's a guy that stepped in and has taken over our number two starting position on the weekend. He'll pitch on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and Jamie throws a killer changeup and a curveball and locates his fastball. And it's been 4 months we've been trying to hit Jamie Gilley's changeup, and we haven't figured him out in 4 months. So hopefully a team getting one crack at him per weekend won't figure him out. But Jamie's been a tremendous addition to this team, not only his pitchability, but his looseness and his jokes. I find him somewhat corny, but, you know, the guys laugh at him, and he loosens them up pretty good, and he's a great addition to this ball club.
Coach, of course, you're opening up this weekend. What are some things you're expecting from this team, and what do you want to try and work on?
Well, I want us to play hard. I want us to throw first pitch strikes. Are we going to strike out everybody? No. But if we throw first pitch strikes, it lessens the opportunity for the opponent's third base coach to put on offensive signals. I want to defend, keep the runners in the proper order and throw to the proper bases. I mean, just the fundamentals that we've preached all the way through the fall, all the way through the spring. You know, is somewhat of a concern. Our offense is somewhat of a concern right now because we have so many new guys in our offense that, you know, our pitching is going to get out there and do their thing. But our offense, it might take us 10 to 15 games to really determine our starting lineup because we have so many. We have 15, 16 guys that can compete for a starting job right now, and they are competing for it. So I got to find time to maneuver the lineup according to facing a righty or a lefty, or the wind's blowing in, the wind's blowing out, fast track, slow track. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into making a lineup, who's hot, who's not. You know, who deserves to be in there because of their work ethic during practice. So there's a lot that goes into making a lineup, and it's something that, you know, after the first 10 to 15 games, hopefully we'll be closer to that starting lineup. And by the time conference comes, we'll have, you know, 12 to 13 guys we're mixing in there instead of 15 to 16.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, right now.
Anything else, guys?
That's it.